Hello everyone, my name is Ismail Blackburn, and I am back for another episode of The Smartest Kid in the World. Now, I haven't done an episode for a super long time, and we need to finish season 3, which is about ancient history, but we also technically didn't finish season 2, which is about different scientists. So, on May 13th, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, I will be doing a live stream on YouTube to finish off Season 2. I will post the link to the YouTube channel in the description. Also, I will probably post an update video before the 13th saying, like, oh my god, like, it may get canceled because, you know, like, I'll be shopping somewhere with my mom. So, like, yeah. But right now is the present. And in the present, probably the best movie is going to be coming out soon. Jurassic World Dominion. Now, the trailer for Jurassic World Dominion is pretty cool. And it has a bunch of new dinosaurs and old dinosaurs. So before we finish off ancient history of season 3 and scientists of season 2, let's start off my return with two new dinosaur episodes. This episode will be about different facts about some carnivores that are appearing in Jurassic World Dominion, or what we know from the trailer. And then I'll also be doing an episode about the Bone Wars, which is honestly pretty cool. So the first dinosaur I'm going to start off with, which is probably one of the dinosaur that a lot of people want to see, the Giganotosaurus. The Giganotosaurus's name means giant southern lizard, and it lived in the Cenomanian age of the late Cretaceous, which was about 97 million years ago. It was the largest carnivore dinosaur ever. The largest dinosaur in total was the Titanosaurus, which was a sauropod. The Giganotosaurus actually grew very fast as it had the metabolism of both a reptile and a mammal. And the Giganotosaurus fed on juvenile sauropods. The Giganotosaurus was actually found in 1993 when a fossil hunter found the tibia of a theropod in some sand dunes. And the tibia is like a upper leg bone. That same fossil hunter started digging in the area that he found the tibia of, now known the Giganotosaurus, and he found approximately only 70% of the fossil. And that's pretty good in paleontology terms. It's around 45 feet to 47 feet and weighs 8.8 to 11 short tons. The next dinosaur is the Pyroraptor. The Pyroraptor's name means fire thief. It lived in the Maastrichtian age of the late Cretaceous, which was also 97 million years ago. The Pyroraptor got its name as it was found after a forest fire burned down a forest. Yeah. And the Pyroraptor was about 1.4 meters. Now, the Pyroraptor's name is kind of funny because if you had watched the Jurassic World Dominion trailer, you would know the Pyroraptor is actually a swimmer. Yes, in Jurassic World Dominion, in the trailer, we see a Pyroraptor breaking ice and swimming under ice to hunt its human prey. Our next dinosaur is going to be the Utahsoraptor, or the Utahsoraptor. The Utahsoraptor is one of the biggest raptors in history, or what we know so far. The Utahsoraptor is possibly the biggest, but some people say it's the Utah Raptor. The Utahsoraptor's name means savage robber, and it also lived in the Maastrichtian age of the Cretaceous, which was again 97 million years ago. The Utahsoraptor was actually very weird. Normal carnivorous dinosaurs and even animals have curved teeth to, well, kill their prey. But the Utahsoraptor actually had very straight teeth, which was one of the weird things about the Utahsoraptor, and well, scientists are still discovering more about this weird dinosaur. Our next dinosaur is the Carnotaurus, which a lot of you have probably heard about, but if you haven't, here's some more facts. Its name means a meat-eating bull. It's basically called a bull as its two horns above its eyes. It also has little spikes or bumps across its back. The Carnotaurus was 24.6 feet to 26.2 feet and weighed about 1.49 short tons. The Carnotaurus ate sauropods and other small animals and dinosaurs. The Carnotaurus was actually found on a National Geographic expedition called Jurassic and Cretaceous Terrestrial Vertebrae of South America. And the last dinosaur we're going to talk about today is the Allosaurus, which a lot of you have hopefully heard about. The Allosaurus means different lizard, and it lived about 155 million years ago. It was 28 feet and weighed about 1.1 short tons. Allosaurus actually had 28 vertebrae. The Allosaurus had 5 in its neck, 14 in its back, and then the final 9 above its hips or its legs.
That's all 28. At first I thought I did my math wrong, but yeah, okay.
So, and the Allosaurus was found in the Bone Wars. The thing we're gonna do tomorrow. So, you may see there are definitely a bunch of dinosaurs I didn't do, specifically the T-Rex and the Velociraptor, but I was like, you know what? This is a time to tell people about the dinosaurs that aren't known. I mean, a lot of you have probably not heard of the Pyroraptor or the Utahsoraptor before. Now, you also may be wondering why it's only carnivores. Well, with the herbivores, yeah, there aren't a lot of herbivores in the Jurassic World trailer. Now, if you watch it, you're gonna say, Ismail, there's so many herbivores. Well, yeah, Triceratops, everybody's heard about. Ankylosaurus, everybody's heard about. Apatosaurus, Parasaurolophus, pretty common known dinosaurs. Even Gallimimus, which appeared in, I want to say, all 3 Jurassic Park movies. Now, there was one dinosaur that appeared there that, if you look close enough, you would realize it wasn't a Triceratops. That is what would be called a Nosoceratops. But a Nosoceratops isn't technically a dinosaur. So a Nosoceratops is technically a dinosaur class related to the Triceratops family or Ceratopsian. And Ceratopsians include, obviously, Triceratops. Other common dinosaurs are Pachyrhinosaurus, Cosmoceratops, Styracosaurus, all those guys. Even the Sinoceratops. But, yes. So, technically, the dinosaur that appeared in the Jurassic World Dominion trailer that was not a Triceratops is a part of the Nosoceratops family, but not a Nosoceratops. So, I definitely will do more research if I get maybe an update about that, about what specific dinosaur that was. I will definitely do an entire episode about that. But for now, this is the end, and my name is Ismael Blackburn.